And the first song I'm going to play for you today is I Want to Hold Your Hand by the Beatles, because it was stuck in my head this morning. That was I Want to Hold Your Hand by the Beatles. And you're listening to Silent X Radio. I'm Allie with the Silent X. Soon I will be joined by Yasmin. And she adds a lot to this show. She's pretty cool. Anyway, she'll be here shortly. Anyway, if you'd like to call in and request a song or chat on air, you can call us at 413-559-6766. And here's Wouldn't It Be Nice by the Beach Boys. Wouldn't It Be Nice by The Beach Boys. You're listening to Silent X Radio, and I'm Allie with the Silent X. And next song for today is Don't Ask Me Why by Billy Joel.
All the waiters in your grand cafe leave their tables when you blink. Oh, every dog must have his every day. Every drunk must have his drink. Don't wait for answers, just take your chances. Don't ask me why. All your life you had to stand in line. Say the human heart is only make-believe. I am only fighting fire with fire. You are still a victim of the accidents you leave. Sure as I'm a victim of desire. Yeah, yeah, you're all the servants in your new hotel. Don't talk to strangers, don't ask me why. Chances, don't ask me why. Don't ask me why.
And that was Don't Ask Me Why by Billy Joel. I'm Allie with the Silent X, and you're listening to Silent X Radio. It is 2:10 on the Hampshire campus in the yurt, and it's a beautiful day, a little humid. Anyway, if you want to call in and join our little party in the yurt here, you can do so by dialing 413-559-6766. That's 413-559-6766. And now we've got Lean On Me by Bill Withers.
Swallow your pride. I just might have a problem that you'll understand.
We all need somebody to lean on.
Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on, for it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on. You just call on me, brother.
To lean on.
I just might have a problem that you'll understand.
We all need somebody to lean on.
If there is a load you have to bear that you can't carry,
and that was call. What is that song called? That is "Lean on Me" by Bill Withers. And up next is 25 or 6 to 4 by Chicago.
Cross Lake on the floor.
And that was 25 or 6 to 4 by Chicago. And my name is Allie with a silent X, and you're listening to Silent X Radio. Oh, Yasmin just got here. Get over here, Yasmin. Say hello to peeps. This is Yasmin, folks.
Hey, Yurt World.
Hey, Yurt World.
That's right. Just came back from Mythos.
Good stuff. How was Mythos?
Pretty good. We lost twice, though.
Your team lost? Okay. Well, good stuff. Up next, we got some Earth, Wind, and Fire, which is a request from the West. And this is Let's Groove by Earth, Wind, and Fire.
We don't
That was Let's Groove by Earth, Wind, and Fire, a request from the West, from my grandfather, Papa Tom. Good stuff. Anyway, up next is Sweet Talkin' Woman by the Electric Light Orchestra. But I'm Allie with the Silent X. This is Silent X Radio, and this is Yasmin.
Hello there. This is Yasmin, as it's been previously stated.
It's Yasmin. She's pretty cool. She's here with her Nerf gun and her water bottle and her cell phone.
That's right.
Why did you take your Nerf gun with you?
Because I was at Mythos.
Is it actually yours?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It is my Nerf gun.
That's good. Okay. Yes. I found my Nerf gun.
It's a Maverick.
So nobody stole my Nerf gun. Yeah, Mavericks are good.
They are. This one kept jamming, though. Oh, I don't know. It's been doing that. The bullets kind of lodge out.
Oh.
Dislodge.
I got mine for like $7 at Toys R Us.
Yeah.
It was good. And then the Toys R Us closed. Maybe it was because I only paid $7.
Probably. You should have paid
That's
more.
That's the one reason why
You should have offered to give them more money.
Yeah. I should have paid, you know, $12.99.
I mean, you know it's only worth like $7, but you should have paid them like $3,000.
Yeah, the amount of times I've used it is worth about $7.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
It's true.
So up next we got Sweet Talkin' Woman by the Electric Light Orchestra. Here they come.
Surgeon, oh!
That was Sweet Talkin' Woman by the Electric Light Orchestra. This is Allie with the Silent X, and you're listening to Silent X Radio, and this is Yasmin.
Hello there, again.
And we're having a party in the yurt, a two-man party, a two-woman party. It's pretty great.
It is.
Us and Yasmin's Maverick. And
yep. So I guess that makes three of us then.
Yes, the Maverick is, we can call it Maverick.
That's original.
I know someone named Maverick.
Yeah?
Sort of, yeah.
My cousin's friend. No?
My like, I don't remember how old is it, he is, but is he six? Is Anthony six? Oh my gosh, my grandparents are going to get really annoyed that I don't remember how old Anthony is. How old is he, guys?
Anyway. Call in with the answer.
Yeah, call in with the answer if you know how old Anthony Melvin Cleary is. Anyway, is he six? Is he five? I'm going to get angry phone calls really soon. Anyway, he has a friend named Maverick. So up next, we got a request from Mr. Jeff Cleary, someone who I may or may not be related to directly. And that request is Rocket Man by Elton John.
Mr. Blue Sky.
Just kidding. That's it. Mr. Blue Sky, which was playing. Here's Rocket
Man. I
think
you would appreciate that, though. You would appreciate that one.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much, I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space on such a timeless flight. And I think it's gonna be long, long time till touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh no, 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 I'm a rocket man. Rocket man, burning out as fuse I've ever known. And I think it's gonna be
cold as hell, and there's no one there to raise them. If you did, and all the science I don't understand, it's just my job 5 days.
I'm a rocket man.
And that was Rocket Man by Elton John, and this is Allie with a silent X, and we have
Yasmeen
in the yurt.
That's right.
And yeah, we thought we should kind of unpack those lyrics a little bit.
Yeah, just a tad.
Because this used to be an oldies show with one novelty song and one new song. I feel like, and we had some requests to turn it into a more talk-based show, so I thought it'd be cool to kind of unpack these lyrics. So the first, speaking of packing, the first line is, "She packed my bags last night pre-flight." Now, I'm kind of wondering why it's a she. Did his mother do it?
Mm-hmm. Maybe his sister.
Maybe his sister.
Someone did. Probably his mother.
And then, you know, he goes on and talks about his wife, but that doesn't make sense because Elton John is gay. Maybe it was Bernie's wife. Where is that? I miss the earth so much, I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space. Well, yes, it's lonely out in space, but
probably
you don't have a wife. I mean
he doesn't have to go to space.
Yeah.
It's not a requirement. I mean, I guess he should, but
that's true. Yeah. So here's another line. "Mars ain't the kind of place to raise your kids. In fact, it's cold as hell, and there's no one there to raise them if you did." So not to mention there's no atmosphere on Mars.
Yes, or Wi-Fi. There's
Wi-Fi.
No Wi-Fi up there. So no.
Let's see what the atmospheric makeup of Mars is.
Atmospheric makeup of Mars.
Atmospheric makeup of Mars.
That's Wikipedia.
Oops, Mars ends with an S, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Atmosphere of Mars. Composition of Mars's thin atmosphere.
Oh, we are using Wikipedia.
So atmosphere. Mars does have an atmosphere. It's relatively thin and is composed mostly of carbon dioxide.
I mean, again, something you really shouldn't breathe in lot.
I mean, we have that here, but
I mean,
it's 95% of it.
If it's mostly carbon dioxide, it probably can't support life, but that's just a guess.
So there has been much interest in studying its composition since the recent, what is that word? Oh, detection of trace amounts of methane.
Also not something you should breathe in.
Right. The methane may indicate the presence of life on Mars, but may also be produced by a geochemical process, volcanic or hydrothermic activity. So
Go down to where it says water.
Water?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see if there's water on Mars.
Is there water on Mars?
There's a thing right there. Yeah, in the contents.
Oh, here we go. Water, yeah. Let's see. Other aspects on the Martian atmosphere vary significantly as carbon dioxide sublimates back onto the atmosphere during the Martian summer. It leaves traces of water. Seasonal winds sweep off the poles at speeds approaching 400 kilometers per hour. You know, this sounds like a great place for a vacation.
It does.
Can I sell this like a real estate agent? All right.
Your mother can pack your bags.
Yeah. 400 kilometers per hour and transports large amounts of dust and water vapor, giving rise to Earth-like frost and large cirrus clouds? Cirrus? C-I-R-R-U-S.
That's me. I mean,
these clouds of water ice were photographed by Opportunity rover in 2004. NASA scientists working on the Phoenix Mars mission confirmed on July 31st, 2008, that they had indeed found subsurface water ice at Mars. Mars's northern polar region. Very cool. Yeah, good stuff.
Nice.
They're kind of looking for whether there's organic stuff in there to see if it can support life. But again, with the 95%
carbon dioxide.
Let's see, what's the Earth's makeup again? I think it's mostly, isn't it mostly nitrogen?
I think it's a combination of all of them, but I'm not 100% sure on this.
I can't spell atmosphere. Oh, I just spelled it right. Okay.
If my science teachers are listening, I'm sorry, I don't remember.
Let's see. Air, atmosphere, makeup. Let's try that. This is common knowledge. I don't know why I don't know it, but...
I think we did have a chemistry teacher who recently, B and I right here, something nitrogen, oxygen?
It's 78% nitrogen, 20%, 21% oxygen, 1% argon, 0.039% carbon dioxide.
Again, so that's 0.039.
Yeah, we'd die
compared to, what was that, 95%?
95% carbon dioxide.
Yeah, not so much with the living.
Right, so guys, don't move to Mars. It's not a place to raise your kids. In fact, it's cold as hell.
Yep.
There's no one there to raise them. Also, the atmosphere is awful.
Yes.
So,
it's probably not a good place to raise anything.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe, like, raise dust, raise hell.
Well, I mean, a lot of dust does come from dead skin cells.
That's true.
Which would require life to begin with.
Well, you could have Mars dust. It's kind of red. Yeah, red stuff.
It's like dirt.
Yeah. I wonder if they, like, bring back Mars dust and auction it off to really wealthy people.
They should do that.
They should.
Then those wealthy people should give that dust to us.
Mm-hmm. Here's the next line. And all this science I don't understand.
Well, we kind of just
did
some science, but that could be why he thinks it's not a good place to raise your kid, because it's cold.
If you're in a spaceship, why don't you understand the science?
Yes.
I mean, are the space guys just kind of jocks? Are they just jocks that, you know, can flip around really well?
I mean,
I feel like
perhaps
they should be scientists.
Yeah.
I mean, do they not?
They should. They should know science when they're going into space.
Yeah, they should know how to at least know what buttons to push. I guess they do send the results back to the
what kind of atmosphere is good for life.
Right.
Something like that.
So
that
they don't try to raise their kids up on Mars.
Where it's cold as hell.
Because that would be awful.
Yes.
Why do you go up to space if you don't understand science?
Something you should not do.
Yeah. Okay, here's another great line. So all the science I don't understand, it's just my job 5 days a week.
I think he's just telling himself right there that he doesn't know his job. He really shouldn't bring this up in front of his boss.
But 5 days a week, how do you work in space 5 days a week without some kind of teleporter pad?
I mean, what I want to know, well, are you saying because of the weekend?
How
it
goes
back down?
What do you do for the other 2 days? Yeah. Like, you just rocket up there every weekend?
Or maybe he raises his kids somewhere down on Earth where you can actually breathe the air.
Yeah, so he has to go see them?
Yeah.
But how do you spend 5 days in space? Doesn't it take, like...
A while.
It takes a while to do that. I mean, I guess...
They're up there for months, years sometimes, I guess. I mean,
that's
months.
What I thought. They're supposed to be up there for months.
Yeah, that's...
So you don't, like, go up there for 5 days and then come back down to have tea with your wife...
wife
quotation quotes. Marks yeah interesting lyrics there, Bernie. I wonder if Bernie wrote that, obviously. Some interesting stuff in there. Anyway, here's another song. I'm gonna play Build Me Up Buttercup by the Foundations.
Oh, awesome.
But you're late, I wait around and then I run to the door. I can't take any more. It's not you, you let me down again. Baby, baby, try to find a little time and I'll make you happy. I'll be home, I'll be beside the phone waiting for you. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Why?
I'm a toy, but I could be the boy you adore. And you just let me know. Although you are true, I'm attracted to you all the more. Why do I need you so? Baby, baby, try to find a little time and I'll make you happy. I'll be home, I'll be beside the phone waiting for you. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Why do you build me a buttercup, baby? Just let me down,
let me down.
And mess me around and then
worst of all, you never call, baby.
When you say you will,
say you will.
But I love you still, I need you.
That was Build Me Up Buttercup by The Foundations. And I'm Allie with the Silent X. You're listening to Silent X Radio. Here is Yasmin with no Silent X.
Hello. Yes, that's true. I don't have one of those in my name.
My one discussion for the lyrics of this song are that they say, baby, baby, try to find a little time and I'll make you happy. So my question is kind of, why don't you do baby, baby, try to find a little time and I'll make you mine? Because mine and find sort of rhyme a little all the time.
I mean, all the time, yes.
I guess, yeah. Bee's in the Urch, she says she does. We should, you know, it shouldn't be too rhymey, but,
Also anyway. Rhymey, interesting word.
Rhymey?
Rhymey.
Rhymey. So rhymey. Blimey. Timey-wimey.
Grimey.
Blimey.
Device.
Yeah. Here's Bee. Bee, say hello to the Urch.
Hi.
That's Bee.
That was B.
Yeah. Yep. Anyway, this might be the last.
Yeah, that was me. Oh my God.
What?
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 What? Anyway, we got. I think this is gonna be the last song for today because I have to catch a bus in about 10 minutes. So, we'll see. Anyway, here's "You Love the Thunder" by Jackson Browne.
Be a one in love with a man.
right, that was Jackson Browne's You Love the Thunder. And I love the thunder. I'm not a huge, quite as big of a fan of the rain. I gave a tour the other day. And so there was an info session and then a tour, because I work at admissions. And the info right when the info session ended, it started pouring. It was torrential rain.
I remember that.
Yeah.
It's pretty wet.
And so we ended up walking around for an hour all over campus in the torrential pouring rain. It was crazy.
I remember you came in and you wrung your pants out.
Yeah. I changed my pants immediately and just, like, squeezed and just water came running down. Oh, it was crazy. It's like it was like I had been dipped into a swimming pool.
It's almost like you were walking in pouring rain.
Something like that. Yeah.
I know. It's crazy. Something quite similar.
Yeah. Anyway, last song of the day, we've got some James Taylor. You've Got a Friend.
When you're down and troubled and you need a helping hand and nothing, oh, nothing is going right, close your eyes and think of me and soon I will be to brighten up even your darkest night. You just call up my name and you know wherever I am I'll come running, oh yeah babe, to see you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, all you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got a friend. If the sky above you should turn dark and full of clouds, and that old north wind should begin to blow, keep your head together and call my name out loud now. Soon I'll be knocking upon your door. You just call up my name and you know wherever I am I'll come running, oh yes I will see you again. Winter, spring, summer, oh, yeah. All you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, ain't it good to know that you've got a friend when people can be so cold? They'll hurt you and desert you. Well, they'll take your soul if you let them. Oh, yeah, but don't you let them. You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running to see you again. Oh, babe, don't you know about winter, spring, summer, or fall? Hey, now all you've got to do is call, Lord, I'll be there, yes, I will. You've got a friend. You've got a friend, yeah. Ain't it good to know you've got a friend? Ain't it good to know you've got a friend? Oh, yeah, yeah, you've got a friend.
And that was You Got a Friend by James Taylor, and this is Silent X Radio, and this is Allie with the Silent X, and...
This is Yasmeen, not with a J.
Yasmeen, not with a J, indeed. And that's about it for Silent X Radio for this week. Tune in next week at 2 p.m. if you're
Saturday.
On the East Coast, or 1 p.m., no, no, 11 a.m. if you're on the West Coast, which a lot of you are.
Most of you,
unless you're Yasmeen's parents. Have a good week.
Yep.
Doodles.
Bye.